Why don't you go ahead and eat, McGee? Your eggs are getting cold.
No, I'm just too excited to partake of nourishment this morning, Molly. I just keep thinking that in 6 hours and 21 minutes, they'll be kicking off in the big football game of the season, and we'll be there. Sitting right there on the 50-yard line.
Well, you certainly are worked up about going to that game. You haven't talked about anything else since you got the tickets.
Well, a football game means more to me than it does to the average person, Molly. It brings back memories of when I was a gridiron great myself.
McGee, you keep mentioning that. And I can't remember your ever playing football at all. I think you're just dreaming the whole thing up.
Mrs. McGee, how can you sit there in your pastel pedal pushers and make a crack like that? Why, at Peoria Manual, I was always the fourth man in the backfield as we pushed down the gridiron to score. Fourth down McGee, I was known as. Down McGee, the fierce and fearless fighter of the football firmament, flaunting my faultless form from the flower-festooned fields of Florida to the foggy fjords of San Francisco, frankly infallible in the fall of 14 and 15 and feverishly falling on such foes as Fordham, Furman, Franklin, Fenn, and Philadelphia College of Pharmacy.
I still don't remember your ever playing football.
Well, to be completely accurate, I sold peanuts in the end zone bleachers.
That's more like it.
But in spirit, I was right down there on the field with our boys.
And as a peanut salesman, you'll always be an All-American in my book, Derry.
You know, it's nice of you to say so, Molly. I better get busy dressing to go to the game. You know where my black and white check flannel knickers are?
Oh, you're not going to wear those old things to the football game.
Why, sure I am. That's what I originally bought them for.
Yeah, but that was in 1923. Nobody dresses like that to go to football games anymore.
Well, sure they do, Molly. That's just being collegiate. Actually, you don't have to worry about people seeing the knickers, though. My raccoon coat will come clear down to my ankles and cover them completely.
Do you mean you're going to wear that old moth-eaten raccoon coat? Why, people will laugh at you.
They will never know such a thing of the kind. I know what's fashionable to wear at a football game. I've been to lots of them in my time.
McGee, the last time you went to a football game, Amos Alonzo Stagg was still on the freshman team.
Your attempts to make a witticism through the device of a coy reference to my age leaves me without so much as a smile playing around my pretty lips. And in the language of the layman, tain't funny, Mrs. McGee.
Well, I'm just trying to shame you into dressing like other members of this generation.
And I say I'm going to be dressed in the height of football fashion. I think my black derby will look okay if I just brush it off a little. And I'll carry my old Peoria Manual pennant, just so people will know what school my alma mater was.
I suppose you'll even be wearing that old bow tie you have. In the Peoria Manual school colors.
You mean the Kelly Green one with the black polka dots on it? Oh, I'd never wear a thing like that. You think I want to be conspicuous?
Are you about ready to go, McGee? The football game starts in less than an hour.
Yeah, I just got a few more things to get together here. Did you pack the lunchbox?
Yes, I've got some sandwiches and a couple of pieces of cake in there.
Good.
But frankly, I don't know why we're taking food along. We've already had lunch, and if we get hungry at the game, we could always buy a hot dog.
Molly, I'm not going to be a patsy for them racketeers they got running the concessions out there. They charge 20 or 25 cents for a hot dog. And I, for one, have no intention of lining their pockets with gold, believe me.
Well, that's a fine statement to come from a person who paid a scalper $15 apiece for the tickets.
That's different. Scalpers have certain business overhead, like paying off the cops. Now, what about the thermos jug? Did you fill it with coffee?
Yes, but it won't be as hot as coffee we could buy at the game.
Molly, coffee that I have to pay 15 cents a cup for sticks in my throat and gags me. I'd rather drink the lukewarm stuff we bring from home. Well, what's the dad rather funny about that?
I was just thinking about the time you went to the hospital to have your tonsils taken out.
Oh, that.
You took your own cough drops along because you thought it would be cheaper than any medication the doctors would prescribe.
Yeah, and I was right, too. Every time they have you gargle with salt water in a hospital, they charge you $2 for it. Now, let's see, where'd I put the portable radio?
You mean you're taking the portable radio to the game with you? What for?
Molly, just sitting there watching the game without listening to the broadcast of it at the same time is just no fun. It's like watching the game without binoculars. Gee whiz, that reminds me, I haven't got the binoculars out yet.
Say, McGee, who's going to carry all this stuff?
Well, it won't be any problem. You carry the lunchbox and the thermos. I can carry the binoculars and the radio. Then let's see, there's the blanket.
You're taking a blanket?
That's to put around our legs. Better take two of them. Then we can each have one and tuck them in tighter. You might need umbrellas, too. You get those, and I'll get the pillows.
Are you planning on sleeping out there?
Of course not. They're to sit on. Those seats are pretty hard out there. They don't have backs on them, either. I think maybe I'll take the easy chair along. I'll probably have room to put it up in the aisle someplace.
McGee, nobody takes furniture to a football game.
Well, I want to be comfortable. Now, let's see. What else do we need? Oh, yeah. First aid kit and the electric heater.
Electric heater? Where can you plug that in?
I'm borrowing Doc Gamble's portable generator. I'll get it out of the garage, and then I think I'll have everything.
Well, it certainly is a big pile of stuff.
Yeah, there's more here than I figured. I think I better make a phone call.
Who would you want to call now? It's getting late.
This'll only take a minute. I gotta call and order a moving van to take this stuff out to the stadium for us. We could never get it all in the car. Boy, oh boy, Molly, there's something about going to a football game that just sets my blood to tingling. I can hardly wait to get up there to our seats.
They do have a beautiful stadium here at Wistful Vista Normal. But I thought you said they were expecting such a big crowd for this game.
Well, they are, Molly. It's been a sellout for weeks.
Well, then I wonder why there weren't any other cars in the parking lot when we pulled in.
Oh, well, we're pretty early. See, they haven't even got anybody here at the gate yet to take tickets. I guess we can just walk on in and give them our tickets later.
Doesn't seem to be any ushers on duty either. You think you can find our seats?
Oh, it shouldn't be too hard. They're right on the 50-yard line in the west stands. That's the home side of the field here at Wistful Vista Normal. Let's see, section K. There's I, J, K. K must be the next one.
Well, I guess it's a good thing we brought sandwiches and coffee. The concession stands aren't open yet.
Oh, they'll be open pretty soon. Then they'll be mobbed with people paying fancy prices for food because they didn't have the foresight to bring stuff along like we did.
Well, I must admit you did come well prepared, dearie. I think we brought everything along but the kitchen sink.
Well, we won't be needing that. I had the foresight to bring paper plates, so there won't be any dishes to wash. Oh, here's section K. This is us.
What row are we in?
Row 12, seats 33 and 34. Right here. You go in first.
Oh, my, these are good seats. Right exactly on the 50-yard line.
Yes, sir. I travel first cabin wherever I go, baby. That's why these tickets were cheap at 15 bucks a copy. I bet I could stand outside the gate right now and sell them for 25.
Well, I don't know who you'd sell them to. There isn't another soul around.
Well, it's still early. Stands will be filling up pretty soon. Let's have a sandwich and coffee while we're waiting, huh?
Okay. I've got peanut butter and jelly and peanut butter without jelly.
Well, I don't want to make a decision. Surprise me.
Well, here's one that seems to be jelly without peanut butter. You take that. You like sweets.
Okay, kiddo. Boy, what an afternoon this is going to be. Both teams unbeaten and untied. The conference championship at stake. Boy, I wouldn't have missed this game for anything.
Still seems strange to me that nobody else is here. You said the kickoff was scheduled for 1:30. What time is it now?
Well, let's see. About 25 after 1.
McGee, something must be wrong. Let me see those tickets.
Oh, no, there's no need to race your motor. People always come late to things like this.
McGee, look at these tickets. Wistful Vista Normal at Southwestern State Teachers.
Oh, what about it?
We're at the Wistful Vista Stadium, and the game is being played at Southwestern State Teachers.
Good gosh, Molly, I never even looked at the tickets. I just assumed that the game was here.
Well, it's over 100 miles to Southwestern State from here.
Dad, rather.
We could never make it. We might as well go back home.
Go back home? Are you kidding? I paid 15 bucks apiece for these tickets, and I intend to get my money's worth. We'll just tune in the game on the portable radio. That way, we'll know when it's time to go home.